Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura, or Lala.
And we are learning all about Nepal. Mm. That's such a cool place to go to. Like, most of the time people travel to, you know, Japan or Korea, and it's very easy. But I think once in your lifetime, you definitely have to go to somewhere like Nepal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but here, I have a question for you guys, or a question for you. Mm-hmm. Many countries have New Year at different times of the year. Do you know any of them? Share them with us.
Oh my God, definitely. I think in Taiwan, China, and Singapore, mm-hmm. of course, and other Asian countries, they celebrate, I think in Vietnam as well, mm-hmm. the Lunar New Year, mm-hmm. which usually falls between January and February, mm-hmm. depending on the lunar calendar. Then Thailand celebrates Songkran, I don't know if I'm saying this right, in April, mm-hmm. while India celebrates Diwali, I don't know if I'm saying
Diwali,
this right,
yes.
which marks the Hindu New Year. So typically, in October or November. So each one has its unique traditions and customs. It's fascinating how various cultures mark the beginning of the year at different times.
I know. And it's really fun because if you do travel to these countries during their new year, wow, how Ooh. Amazing would it be to experience that? So yeah,
I'm
going to
do that in Nepal, then?
I hope so. Uh-huh. That's so cool. I hope that we make it there in time to celebrate their new year.
Got to book our tickets.
I know. So shall we take a look at the article more?
Let's dive in.
A trip to Nepal. Temples, food, and colorful New Year. Warm-up question. Many countries have New Year at different times of the year. Do you know any of them? Share them with us.
People in the ancient city of Bhaktapur celebrate New Year in April. Locals call it Biscuit Jatra, and it lasts for 9 days. There are several ways to celebrate it. One of them is a tug of war. People from two parts of town pull a god's chariot from both sides. The winners get to take the god to their part of town. That means having good luck in the next year.
Okay, let's learn about Nepal. And I think, you know, for them, it's their New Year at this time as well.
Nice.
Yeah, so it says
your
here.
Birthday.
Oh my gosh, I should go for spiritual mm-hmm. birthday.
That's right.
People in the ancient city of Bhaktapur mm-hmm. celebrate New Year in April. Okay, mm. so it's kind of similar to, I guess, the Thai, you know.
Oh yeah, we just mentioned,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder what special things they do in Bhaktapur to celebrate New Year in April. Maybe they have unique traditions, parties, or mm-hmm. events that make the celebration really special. So let's find out more.
I know, I want to learn. The article says, locals call it Biscuit Jatra, mm-hmm. and it lasts for 9 days.
Woo-hoo.
Wow, it's like kind of like the Taiwanese Lunar Chinese New Year. It's a long time.
I know, 9 days, does that mean they get 9 days off work or school?
Oh yeah, that's the most important thing. I'm the better, right?
I know.
And then it says here, what is this, what do they do? It says, there are several ways to celebrate it. One of them is a tug of war.
What?
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I know, because tug of war it's the game where, you know, you have a long rope and you have, for example, a group of people on this side and another people on this side, and you kind of pull to see which side is stronger. And I think most of us play this in elementary school, but I didn't know you could do that to celebrate the New Year.
Interesting. I think some high schools here in Taiwan also play tug of war.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's a game that requires a lot of strength and teamwork.
Uh-huh.
So if the teams are unbalanced or the technique isn't right, it's easy to strain muscles or Ooh. Even get blisters or sore hands from gripping the rope tightly. So it's essential to play it safely and make sure everyone knows how to handle the rope properly to avoid any accidents.
Yeah.
This is really true, guys.
Yeah, maybe you need to wear like gloves or something when you're playing tug of war. But yeah, I didn't know that that's a way to celebrate the New Year. But why do they do that? Let's see here in the article. It says, people from two parts of town pull a god's chariot from both sides.
Okay.
No wonder. It's so instead of like, you know, mm-hmm. I was thinking like the children's game, like playing along, but instead you have like the god's chariot, which is kind of like the thing that you put the god in. It's like to show, you know, a sign of respect. I think in Taiwan we have it as well. Like maybe like Mazu sits in that car. So that's kind of like what the chariot is. The chariot is in the middle and then.
Is it heavy then? If you gotta do tug of war?
I feel like it, huh?
So chariot is 古代的双轮马车. Interesting.
Okay. Well, let's learn a little bit more about why do they do this during the New Year. It says, the winners get to take the god to their part of town. Okay, no wonder.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you have to kind of see who is the lucky town, I guess.
Right, and the winner, of course, is someone who wins, right? And the opposite of this word would be a loser.
Okay, yeah, that's
a rude one. Okay,
that's me, yeah.
Now winning is good, but what really matters is how we try and what we learn while trying, even if we don't win. Okay, don't take it so seriously.
I'm sure, like, in their part of town, it's right. Not like a bragging thing, like, ha ha, we have
you
it.
You lost.
Yeah.
Maybe. Loser.
That's too mean.
I don't think they do that.
I think it just means like maybe this town this year is lucky. I'm pretty sure, you know, it's a way of God blessing them or something, right? The reason why they try to pull it to their side of town is because in the article it says, that means having good luck in the next year. Okay, that sounds kind of fun. I think it would be kind of fun to maybe even take part of it, be a part of it then, to kind of be like, ooh.
And you're the birthday girl, so you probably will win. Okay,
I know, I hope so.
So we say good luck in something, right? We could talk about in anything. Like, for example, you guys might want to have this good luck. I'm aiming for good luck in my studies and education. Or this is for Tiffany. I want to have good luck in love and relationships.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but for me, I wish for good luck in health and well-being. Mm. Or I wish for good luck in my family and friendships. Or simply you guys can all learn this. I'm aiming for good luck in everything I do.
Okay, can I do this one instead? I want everything.
Everything. Relationship, love, money.
Everything.
Job, everything.
Another exciting New Year event is the Sindoor Jatra. People smear red and orange powder on each other and dance to music. They do so to pray for good luck and welcome the spring. Biscuit Jatra is a time of joy to bring people together.
Okay, so if you are not really into tug of war, it's okay because there's don't worry, there's another exciting event in Nepal. In the article it says, another exciting New Year event is the Sindoor Jatra.
Okay, I love it when you say all these words.
I know.
You sound so cool.
Do I sound very local?
I know. You sound like you actually know the language so well. So I want to know what you're saying just now. Can you like explain in English?
Okay. Well, what is this event here? It says people smear red and orange powder on each other and dance to music.
I want to do that. I love bright colors.
Yeah, because smear is like something like if you take maybe like makeup, a marker, or oil pastel, and you kind of rub it into like one line.
I want that.
Think about like, you know, people like athletes when they're playing a game. I think usually it's like for football.
Right?
Like American football or maybe, I don't know.
So hot.
Yeah. Maybe rugby, right?
Right.
They have the lines on their faces. Mm. So what they do is, I don't know what they take though, but they take maybe face paint and they smear it on their face too. As a way to maybe show that, you know, I'm a warrior or something.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And dancing to music is basically moving your body in rhythm with the beat, melody, or tempo of the music. So it's a way of expressing emotions, feelings, or simply enjoying the music through physical movement.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I could say something like, dancing to the music helps me relax and unwind after a long day.
Yeah.
Like pink in the air.
do you do that after?
No.
You go home and
I just want to like sleep and like veg out.
I know, same. I usually just like lie dead on the couch.
Right.
I think I usually do the dancing if I'm doing house chores.
Yes,
and I'm like, oh
yes,
yeah,
yes.
That energy.
Because you kind of want to like, you know.
Get this done.
But in a happier mood.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Okay, enough of us like dancing. The article says, they do so to pray for good luck and welcome the spring.
Aww.
That sounds so fun. You know, I really love fun festivities like this. I mean, Would you want to see this in person?
For sure. I would love that. And also, like, I'm wondering about, you know, how different cultures celebrate, like, New Year's, and especially at different times of the year.
Exactly. And here it says, Biscuit Jatra is a time of joy to bring people together. That's
right. You should totally go there. You sound like a local to me.
Honestly, I really never have been to places like that.
But
I really think it's something that you, it's somewhere that you should definitely go once in your lifetime. And especially, you know, since we're now very young and healthy.
Oh my gosh.
We're only 20. I would totally love to go. I know, right? We're so young.
You just turned 20.
Thank you.
Okay. So yeah, enjoy life while you can. So that's so important. And also explore different cultures and embrace like different cultures.
Expand your world and knowledge.
Horizon.
Yes,
right?
A whole new world.
A whole new world. Okay, I think people are thinking, can you shut up? Okay, well for now, it's my solo time. Okay, 今天学到超多的，那当然也要补充一下我们的智慧 vocabulary。 上次我们学到了 Celebrate 这个动词就是庆祝。 For example, we're going to celebrate Debbie's birthday, so we need to prepare a cake and balloons. 我真的超多朋友是母羊座，在四月生日，我们要庆祝Debbie的生日，所以要准备蛋糕和气球。那单字例举提到的是 Janet celebrated her birthday with a party and a cake. Oh, Janet 举办派对并准备了一个蛋糕来庆祝自己生日。 再来，今天我们提到的winner winner 是什么呢？就是获胜者，它是一个名词。 For example, in yesterday's competition, Liam became the winner, and he was very happy. 昨天的比赛, Liam 他是赢家, 他获胜者, okay? 他非常的开心。那单词例句又是怎么用这个字呢？ Tana is the winner of this game. She still holds the world record. Tana 也太强了吧，是这场比赛的赢家，她依然是保持着 World record 是什么呢？就是世界纪录。好，刚刚有提到的 luck， 你们应该知道 lucky 就是很幸运，对不对？ Luck 是什么呢？就是运气，它是一个名词。For example, sometimes success isn't just about hard work; it also involves a little bit of luck. 真的，有时候成功不仅是靠努力，也真的需要靠一点点的运气哦。但是还是要努力啦。 单字例句提到的是 Some people believe it's a sign of good luck to see a double rainbow. 你们相信吗？有些人相信看到双层的彩虹是好运的兆头哦，为什么都没有看过？ 再来就是 powder， 也就是粉末，它是一个名词。 For example, the kitten knocked over the powder on the table and the entire room turned white. 小猫咪踢翻了桌上的粉末，哇，整个房间都变成一片白色了。嗯，OK，看一下单词例句。 Mom added hot water to the milk powder to make milk for her baby. 哦，妈妈在奶粉里面加入热水来泡牛奶给宝宝喝哦。好，再来我们来进行我们的片语的部分，又学到什么呢？ Get to 后面接原形动词，这个片语就是得到做什么东西的机会。 举例来说， I hope I get to meet my favorite singer at the concert tonight. 我希望我今晚在演唱会上可以见到我最喜欢的歌手。 我最喜欢的是Jennie在Blackpink。 还有Dance to Music。 这个片语刚刚其实就有点，有没有大家有看到我的grooving吗？ 就是随着音乐跳舞的意思啦。那在什么地方我们可能会看到有很多人跳舞呢？ The wedding reception was full of people laughing, chatting, and dancing to the music. 就在婚礼上，哇，充满着非常欢乐，就是大家开心的笑着啊，聊天，还随着音乐跳舞哦。再来 ，bring somebody or something together， 指的就是使什么什么聚在一起，或是使什么什么联合起来。又是提到一个 wedding 的例子啦。The wedding brings friends together in celebration and joy. 婚礼让朋友们在庆祝和喜悦中聚在一起。Alrighty, let's now go to our review time.
Review time.
So today we're going to do something very different. Since Tiffany is very good at painting, she is going to draw something for me to guess. And do you guys remember our four words? Celebrate, winner, luck, and powder. While I'm saying these words, Tiffany has already finished one picture. Are you ready for one?
I am. Are you ready to guess what this word?
I am so ready. Okay.
Okay, ready? One, you guys ready? Two, three.
你会不会画得太好了啦？上面有 birthday cake, balloons, 是在庆祝某人的生日。 Is it your birthday we're celebrating?
Of
oh my gosh.
Course.
Celebrate.
Okay.
Celebrate. I'm thinking of another word. Another song.
Okay. Should we do another
Let's
one?
Let's do another one. This is like so this fun. One? I okay. love this game.
Oh, okay.
But that's
okay.
only
I know,
because I am very bad at drawing. Okay. 因为我不会画，所以我一定要让 Tiffany 画。而且她是不是真的画得很好？ Oh my gosh. Okay. 所以下一个可能是 powder 应该她不会画吧? That's hard to actually draw.
I think
okay.
so.
But there's okay. also winner and luck. Okay. So 你们, are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
你干嘛画那么好啦?
This one.
这也太强了吧? 就是每次那种就是比赛运动的时候是不是有那种第一名、第二名、第三名 的那种第一名 is the winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Alright.
Okay. Do we have time for one more?
Do you want to draw? No, I think that's enough. Okay.
让他们玩好不好?让他们draw.
Let them have a chance.
Fun. Okay. Well, you know.
You guys can draw powder or luck. Good luck with that.
How do you draw powder? You guys help me with that.
你们可以画幸运草或者什么for luck.
Oh, true.
So many lucky charms or lucky stuff. Okay. Well, you guys have some fun, but this is just to show you that you can actually play games to learn English and you can learn English in a more fun way.
Exactly.
And we are out of time because we're going to get some chicken dinner.
Yummy.
Dinner. We winner, winner.
So hungry.
Dude, I'm so hungry. Okay, we'll see you guys next time.
Magic Box.
哎呀，我小丑女儿率领着姐妹们要来进攻敌人的大本营了。姐妹们呢，忽然提醒了，哎，她们呢有一个很厉害的打手，要是遇到她就麻烦了。哎呀，真希望呢她正好去吃饭，不在家喽。I hope so， 我也希望啊。但是呢，假如真的遇到了，别惊啊，我们团结力量大，乡亲啊，你讲是不是啊？ So 这个字啊 ，so 短短的两个字母，但是呢，它可是有很深度、很有内涵的哦。在句子里面呢，它就可以有很多种不同的意思跟用法。比方说呢，它可以用来强调 ，it is so good， 真的是太棒了，非常棒 ，so good。 So 这个字呢，也可以当成连接词，表示所以 ，It is Chinese New Year, so we are all wearing red. 因为是过年了，所以我们都穿红色的。它呢，也可以用来表示也是 ，so do I， 我也是哎。OK， so 这个字哦，用法很多，而且每一种用法还差很多。但是呢，没有关系哦，今天呢，我们就要来看看 so 用来表示这样。 一个很特别的用法咯。So 用来表示这样，这样是哪样？哎呀，莫慌莫急莫害怕哦。这样的意思呢，就是呢，我们在对话当中，一个人已经说过了一个状况，你要表达呢，诶，我也希望这样，我也觉得这样。 这个这样呢，我们就可以使用so。 比方说啊，我们刚刚说希望他们不在家，I hope they are not at home。 I hope so. 我也希望如此。这个 so 呢，就用来替代刚刚的提到的可能性、事实或是状况。因为呢，我们不想一直重复，所以呢，我们就在后面用 so 来代替。通常呢，我们就翻译为如此这样。 我们呢可以再看一个例句哦。Do you think he's upset? 你觉得呢他是不是不开心啦？ I don't think so. 我想呢没有。或者是呢像这一句 Tom is coming tonight, or so he said. 汤姆呢今晚要来了，至少呢他是这样说的。So 呢我们就可以这样使用哦。 I think so. I guess so. I hope so. OK, 这些呢在我们回答这个问题的时候很好用。但是啊有时候对方问话呢 ,yes 就是 yes,no 就是 no。回答呢 ,I think so, 有点模棱两可，小心对方生气了。什么状况会生气呢？像是呢妈妈问你了 ,Did you finish your homework? 你功课写完了没啊？I think so, 我想是吧。回答这句呢就是怎么样，皮在痒哦，因为这样感觉呢是没有做，想敷衍。哎呦，我觉得有做啦，但是呢好像又没有。所以啊 so 很好用，但是怎么用你最好小心点咯。